Today we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and open it to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 26. Every single week here at Grace Bible Church, we take a piece of bread and a cup filled with grape juice, and we eat and we drink them. This bread and juice are physical reminders of what physically happened 2,000 years ago on a hilltop outside Jerusalem. It's what we just sang about. God became man. The spiritual became physical. And that man, Jesus, died. You see, ever since the first man, Adam, all of humanity has been in sinful rebellion against God. Every single one of us is guilty. And every single one of us is unworthy of any good thing from God, much less being in His presence forever. We're unworthy as guilty creatures of anything except for God's wrath. But God, in His great mercy, He placed the guilt of all who would believe on Jesus, and He punished it as He died on the cross. And the righteousness, the worth of the Son, He placed it on us, making us worthy to be called sons of God. That's good news. We get to spend eternity with heaven. Guilty ones, innocent. Unworthy ones, righteous. That's the gospel. And it is that physical reality of Jesus' life and death on our behalf that this bread and juice point to. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:26, as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death that makes guilty ones innocent, unworthy ones righteous. You proclaim that death until He comes. So if you're a Christian and you've trusted in Christ's death alone to take away your guilt, and you recognize that your only worth before God is that which was given to you by Jesus in His death on the cross, if you recognize that and Jesus is your only hope, take the bread when it comes. Take the juice when it comes. And proclaim His death with us. But if you see in 1 Corinthians 11, the next verse, verse 27, Paul goes on, that whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. So there's a question here. How can we act unworthily in regards to the only source of our worth? How can we be guilty concerning that which makes the guilty innocent? I'm going to ask that again. How can we act unworthily in regards to the only source of our worth? And how can we be guilty concerning that which makes the guilty innocent? It's an incredibly important question. How could we find ourselves unworthy and guilty in regards to our only hope for righteousness and innocence before God? This reveals that the way that you take the Lord's Supper may have lots to say about whether you have truly been saved by the gospel message that's being proclaimed in its taking. It's not enough to know it. It's not enough to take the bread and juice. There has to be a connection between the two. One way that we take the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner is to be in unrepentant sin. That particularly was the Corinthians' problem. It was the warning that Paul is making to the Corinthians. I don't have time to go into the entire context. But basically, to live consistently and knowingly in a way that is inconsistent with the gospel is evidence that the gospel's work may not have been applied to you. We all sin. But the mark of one who's been made righteous and innocent before God is in the gospel is a quickness to repent of sin. Are you aware of any sin in your life? Stop and think about it. Are you aware of any sin ongoing in your life? Now, no matter how gross, humiliated, unworthy you feel because of that sin, if you would confess that sin, repent, and hope in Christ alone, you'll have Christ's worth and righteousness applied to you. You'll have God's provision for the penalty of sin, but also the power of sin to help you in your repentance with that sin. However, if you won't repent, if there is known sin in your life, and you say, I'm not willing to give that up, or if there's an ongoing living inconsistent with the gospel, which is what the Corinthians were doing, knowing that Christ's blood bought Christ's body, the church, they were living inconsistent with that. And now in the face of Paul's warning, they had to decide, do I give that up or not? Based on your own testimony in regards to whether or not you are a repenter of sin or whether you cling to sin, may say whether or not you take the cup in an unworthy manner, whether you eat the bread in an unworthy manner. Christian, you cannot out-sin God's grace. To have sinned this week, to have sinned an hour ago, to have sinned right now, is not reason for you to pass this cup by. That is not the unworthy manner. We are all sinners, and the gospel proclaims that exact thing, that we are all sinners, made righteous through Christ's blood, death, and resurrection. But if you are unrepentant, if you have not aligned yourself with Christ, but you've instead aligned himself with your enemies as an unrepentant sinner, please let the cup and juice pass by. There's another way to take the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner. This is not the problem the Corinthians had, but perhaps one that the Galatians may have had. It could be smuggling your own merit to the table, being a legalist. When you hear that, you take this Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner, if you say, no, I am worthy because of my living, because of the way that I have lived this week, that may reflect that there's a legalist inside of you. If you feel comfortable at this time, when you've had a great week, but when you've had a particularly sinful week, you're prone to say, I'm not worthy of this, and want to let the cup and juice pass by, that may be revealing that you are trusting in your own righteousness and not Christ's. So I encourage this to be a time to remind you of Christ's provision and your need for that provision. When it comes to the Lord's Supper, are you more aware of your own sin or your own obedience than you are of God's grace? I'd encourage that to never be so. What do we proclaim? We proclaim the Lord's death, which provides God's grace to us. We can't out-sin it, and we can't earn it. The gospel's for beggars, not for the self-sufficient. So proclaim not yourself, but Jesus' death with us. And take this in a worthy, in a consistent manner with the gospel. So men, please come forward and pass out the bread and juice. And Christian, please take the bread and juice on your own, proclaiming the physical reality that makes the unworthy righteous and the guilty innocent.